Bitcoin's pullback, a signal of doom or a buying opportunity? Oh, it's fascinating how Bitcoin's recent dip below 70K has sparked such a mix of reactions. Some folks are panicking, while others see it as a chance to grab the crypto at a better price.
Exactly. Retail investors, driven by short-term bets, are fretting. They're seeing this as a red flag. But for the big players, hedge funds, family offices, and corporate treasuries, this pullback might just be their golden ticket.
You're right. Hunter Horsley from Bitwise called it a new crack of the apple for institutional investors. It's like the market's giving them a second chance to scoop up Bitcoin at a discount.
This divide shows how Bitcoin is becoming a macro asset, not just a digital experiment. Horsley's point is spot on. Now Bitcoin's moving with the broader economy, stocks, bonds, even global trends.
That's a huge shift. For crypto purists who saw Bitcoin as a standalone asset, this might feel like a betrayal. But Horsley says it's just the market maturing.
Absolutely. As Bitcoin gains legitimacy, its price swings are syncing with traditional markets. It's no longer flying solo. It's part of the financial ecosystem.
And that's a game changer. Retail traders might struggle to keep up with the macro forces, but institutions are leveraging this trend to time their moves perfectly.
That's a crucial point. By understanding how Bitcoin interacts with interest rates, geopolitics, and market trends, institutions can optimize their strategies.
It's like the crypto world is finally playing by the same rules as Wall Street. This dynamic signals Bitcoin's mainstream acceptance, where it's no longer just a speculative play. It's a tool for diversification and hedging.
Why institutions see a window of opportunity for big players, this pullback is a strategic setup. Unlike the wild bull runs that spike prices to the moon, dips let them buy without creating a frenzy.
Exactly. During parabolic rallies, demand skyrockets, making it hard for institutions to enter without inflating prices. But a pullback, that's their cue to accumulate without panic.
Horsley's new crack of the apple metaphor hits home. It's like a second bite of the same fruit, more satisfying when the sweetness is balanced.
And it's rooted in Bitcoin's long-term fundamentals: scarcity, security, and its role as a digital store of value. Even during volatility, those pillars stay strong.
The strategic advantage of buying during dips is amplified by growing institutional adoption. With more traditional investors entering, demand is set to rise, potentially pushing prices higher.
Plus, the recent approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. is a game changer. It's opening the door for regulated, institutional capital to flow into crypto.
These ETFs have already attracted billions in inflows, proving sustained interest from big players. It's a clear sign that Bitcoin is being treated like a legitimate asset.
The bigger picture for Bitcoin, the ETFs, mark a pivotal moment in Bitcoin's journey toward mainstream status. They've made crypto accessible to retail investors while attracting institutional capital.
The inflows into these ETFs highlight confidence in Bitcoin's potential as a store of value and inflation hedge. Its limited supply of 21 million coins mirrors gold scarcity, making it a unique asset.
Right. This pullback shouldn't be seen as a sign of weakness. It's a healthy correction that shakes out short-term speculators while letting long-term holders consolidate.
That's consistent with traditional assets. Volatility often precedes long-term growth. Bitcoin's core value propositions remain unchanged: decentralization, security, and scarcity.
And the pullback might reflect broader macro trends, like rising interest rates and inflationary pressures. Assets that hedge against these risks are in demand, and Bitcoin is increasingly seen as a viable alternative.
This shift is supported by the growing number of institutional investors, allocating portions of their portfolios to Bitcoin. They recognize its potential to diversify risk and boost returns.
What this means for the market, the influx of institutional capital brings both opportunities and challenges. On one hand, it reduces volatility from retail-driven speculation.
Exactly. As more institutions enter, Bitcoin's price movements will likely stabilize, attracting a broader range of investors.
That's a win for everyone. But it also means Bitcoin is more tied to global economic trends. Rising interest rates, for example, could pressure its price like any riskier asset.
True, but that doesn't signal a long-term decline. It's just Bitcoin's role evolving. It's now a macro asset subject to the same forces as traditional investments.
For everyday investors, the takeaway is perspective. Short-term dips are part of the ride, but the fundamentals, they're rock solid. Bitcoin's story is just getting started.